With MSONU Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and back now with Ipswich Girls Lacrosse Coach Allison Tivnan. And Allison, welcome back, and congratulations for really running the table.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic season, and I just want to the first thing that jumps out at me, Coach, is that you've had so many away games in the second half of the season. I think you've played six out of your last game, eight games away. So tell me about the effect of that and how the kids have responded to the travel.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting how our schedule worked out that way, that we were home a lot early in April and then away a lot in May. So we had an early senior night that was like kind of strange having it, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But it's been fun. We like bus rides. Obviously, we have good vibes on the bus rides with music and keeping the energy high on the way there. And, you know, thankfully, we've been very successful on the road. So the rides home have been really fun. So that's all been good for us.
Do you still do the spaghetti dinners?
We do, yeah. We don't have them before every game, but the parents have been awesome this year. We've had quite a few team dinners, and recently with our game in Winchester and a couple other ones, parents have gotten pizza for the girls after the game, so that's been really fun. From to have a little pizza dinner, before the bus ride back has been really fun, too.
My daughter played lacrosse at Gloucester High School, and we hosted one of those spaghetti dinners.
Pasta party.
Party. And, you know, as a male, someone with a Y chromosome, I was blown away how much those kids could put away.
We are very appreciative of all the parents who host. We've had quite a few this year and hopefully a couple more heading into the postseason.
And the kids are always so polite and stuff. It's beautiful.
Now,
talking about your schedule, incredibly, your only outside loss was to Newburyport early in the season, and they're ranked number one. What is it, in D2 or something like that?
Division 3. They're Division 3.
D3.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're way up there.
Yeah.
And that was your only loss, and then after that, you have run the table. And that includes two wins against number 4, Manchester Essex, Hamilton Wenham, and Georgetown. Manchester Essex is ranked number 4, Hamilton Wenham number 7, Georgetown number 11. This is a tough league.
Yeah. And it's a lot of Cal schools, which is awesome.
Yes.
You know, it's good to see the Cal well represented. But, yeah, I mean, it's tough for sure.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the league. You guys are in Division 4 overall. It's 4 teams ranked up there in the top 11, and that's just incredible. Now, what have you learned, Coach, about your team in terms of playing the tough games? Because you have some runaways, but the close games, what have you learned about those? Because, interestingly enough, they've come within the league.
Yeah, so we're really trying to focus on, we were actually really successful with this yesterday in Beverly, but coming out strong to start and like keeping that energy and playing a whole 50 minutes. So I was really happy with, we kind of dropped off a little bit yesterday, you know, obviously it was a good game, but really playing the full game to the Ipswich lacrosse that we want to be playing. So just keeping that energy and keeping the lacrosse, you know, IQ, skill, all that the whole way through and not having any mistakes or mishaps throughout the game.
One of the things that probably has enhanced your standing is your wins outside of the league, including big wins over Danvers, Winchester, and as you mentioned, Beverly. The Winchester game looks particularly close. It was an away game, and that's a tough place to travel to.
Yeah, it took us about 45 minutes to get out there. And then we did have a bit of a slow start. They came out with a goal right away, and then we tied it up, but then trailed 7-1 and then came back. So
wow.
That was huge. I mean, a 6-goal deficit in lacrosse is obviously a very big deficit. So we show a lot of heart, a lot of passion, and, you know, it's great that we had that experience heading into the state tournament to come from behind is awesome.
If you can look back on that game and analyze it, what triggered the tremendous comeback?
I don't know. You know, the girls would maybe say something different. I called a timeout at one point and was just kind of like, hey, this isn't how we're playing. You know, maybe not that nice, but, you know, what's going on out here? This, you know, we're so much better than this. Like, you want to be the number one seed. You have this reputation right now. Like, you're not playing like it. And they took it to heart. You know, I asked them, like, do you want to compete with some of the best teams? Like, that's what we're hoping to do in the state tournament, and this is your first big test. And, you know, they proved that they want that and, you know, took down a really, really talented team of Winchester. And obviously that was an overtime win. So they really turned it around and really showed the heart, passion, and dedication, like I said, which is awesome.
That must have felt good. That's good.
It was very exciting for sure, yeah.
Okay. Is there a player or two on your team who you might want to mention? I know it's tough to ask a coach to single out kids. But I always want to ask about the kid who puts in the extra work, who's maybe not super talented, but then comes through, either in the clutch or just doing above and beyond what she's supposed to do and helping the team out. Have you got a kid or two like that that you could mention?
I mean, there are so many come to mind. Like you said, it's so hard to put, you know, one kid out, one player out, a couple kids out. But I would just have to say Ashton Flather, our goalie, has just been outstanding. I believe in the last, like, four or five games, she's had over 10 saves and
wow.
just has really elevated our team. The saves that she makes, you know, aren't just typical saves. She's diving all over the place. She's making kick saves. So, you know, the energy starts with her and the huge stop she makes defensively for us. You know, really gets our team fired up. So she does so much for us.
I know in hockey there's communication. It has to be between the defense and the goaltending. Is it the same in lacrosse? Is it that communication?
Definitely, yeah. So she's constantly communicating with our defense, and obviously our defense has been super successful this year as well, which has been, you know, a huge bonus for us. So they work all very well together, listen to Ash, and, you know, she even tells our attack where to go in the transition, and, you know, she's such a leader. She's a two-time captain for us, so this isn't, you know, foreign for her at all. She loves this role, and, you know, she's just incredible.
I mean this with all due respect for all goaltenders, but they're a little offshore. I mean, to be in net and face what they face, whatever sport. So tell me a little bit more about this captain, because she sounds pretty special.
Oh, she's awesome, and, you know, I'm not sure if you're familiar. She's third in her class right now at Ipswich High School and is going to MIT for aerospace engineering.
Oh my goodness.
I hope that's correct. If she's listening, she'll be mad at me if I got it wrong. But, yeah, so she's just, I mean, top of the class academically. She has big music roles. She's in the band, the chamber, whatever, you know, whatever she does there. And outstanding. And then, obviously, a two-time lacrosse captain for us. And she was a field hockey captain as well.
And give me your full name again?
Ashton Flather.
Fantastic. So it is rocket science. That's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah. So
I know.
She's awesome. And I mean, we are all of our captains, the leadership we have. Her twin sister, Caden Flather, is another one of our senior captains. And then Lexi Wright is another senior captain who was a junior last year. And then we have junior Estelle Gromko, who the four of them have just been absolutely outstanding this year.
You know, I can't even spell MIT, so that's fantastic. It really is. Oh, my goodness. I was a math teacher at Gloucester High School for many years, that's just a wonderful, wonderful story. Coach, the regular season is over, so what's the plan now, and what do we look for next week, and when does the tournament begin?
Yeah, so we're 0-0 now, you know, just like everybody else. So it's a blank slate, and you have to win to play the next day. You have to win to play. You have to win to practice. And, you know, we want to play in practice as long as we can. So we're hoping to play, you know, long into June.
Fantastic. Coach, I want to talk with you again. Thank you for taking the time and being so flexible. And congratulations to you and your team for such a fabulous season over there in Ipswich.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Be well, Allison. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is Allison Tivnan, who is the girls lacrosse coach at Ipswich High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.